CD 2. Module 6. Legends. Warm-up page, exercise 2. Listen and repeat the key words.
Adventure story. Comedy. Ghost story. Horror story. Legend. Love story. Science fiction.
Module 6. Legends. Warm-up page, exercise 4. Listen to the descriptions of the stories. Match them with the books. 1.
A dead man walks through a house every night because he wants the people there to catch his killer. Sometimes the dead return.
2.
It is a very cold winter, and Nat is frightened. But why? Then the birds come, thousands and thousands of birds. They are hungry, and they want to kill.
3.
This story is based on the legend of Hercules. A sea monster frightens a village, and Hercules goes there to help the people.
4.
This is a very funny story about a strange man called Mr. Bean. He always gets into trouble, and lots of silly things happen to him.
Lesson 11, Exercise 2. Listen and complete the dialogue in your book.
Hi, Mary. Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, I did. But I didn't go to London.
Where did you go?
Scotland. We stayed in an old house near Loch Ness.
Did you see the Loch Ness monster?
No, we didn't. But I saw a ghost.
Don't be silly.
I did.
When did you see it?
One night in the house.
What was it like?
Well, it was an old man. He had very old clothes.
What time was it?
It was 12 o'clock. I was in bed. The ghost came into my bedroom.
Did he speak to you?
No, he didn't speak. He looked at me and smiled.
Were you afraid?
No, I wasn't afraid. I looked at him and then he went out of the room.
Did your parents see him?
No, they weren't in the house. They were at a restaurant. And they didn't believe me. But I talked to an old woman. She said the man lived in the house in the 19th century and he died in that bedroom.
Oh, yes. I believe you. I saw a monster in the bathroom this morning. Come on, we're late for class.
Lesson 12, Exercise 6. Listen to the story and check your answer.
When they arrived, the dragon came out of the cave.
What did they do?
They were afraid, and they all ran away. Only one knight stayed with Beowulf. Suddenly, the dragon breathed fire. Beowulf hit the dragon with his sword.
Did he kill it?
No, he didn't. The sword broke, and then the dragon attacked Beowulf.
Oh, dear. What happened next?
Well, next he killed the dragon with his knife.
Did he get the treasure?
No, he didn't. In the end, he died. His last words were, "Look after my country."
That's sad.
Lesson 12, Exercise 7. Listen to the story again. Complete the function file. Module 6. Communication Workshop. Speaking. Before you start, Exercise 1. Listen to the story of Ali Baba.
You know, something really amazing happened to Ali Baba once.
Yes? What happened?
Well, one day he was in the forest. It was late at night, and he saw this group of men.
Yeah? What did they do?
Well, they went to a rock and stood there and said, "Open sesame." And then...
What happened then?
Suddenly, the rock opened and there was a cave and the men went in. And then... When the men came out, they went away.
What did Ali Baba do?
He went into the cave and found some treasure. So he took some gold rings and put them in his bag and went home. And, well, the next day, his brother saw the gold rings. So Ali Baba told him about the treasure.
What did he do?
His brother went to the cave, but the men came back and they killed him with their swords. Then, then Ali Baba was very afraid. The men came to his house to find him, but his slave girl, Morgana, helped him to escape.
Wow, that's a great story. What happened in the end?
In the end, Ali Baba and Morgana got married.
Module 6. Communication Workshop. Exercise 2. Listen to the story again. How many times does the speaker hesitate? Review. Modules 5 and 6. Pronunciation. Exercise 6. Listen to the three sounds. 1.
Yeah.
2.
Where?
3.
Go.
Listen to the words and sentences. Write down the sounds in the words you hear. 1.
There. I arrived there at 3 o'clock.
2.
Here. She lived here in 1988.
3.
Where? Do you wear fashionable clothes?
4.
Wrote. I wrote her 3 letters.
5.
There. Their parents died when they were young.
6.
Here. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
7.
Near. I lived near the centre when I was younger.
8.
No. I didn't know the answer to that question.
9.
Where? Where do you come from?
10.
Cold. It was very cold yesterday.
Review. Modules 5 and 6. Pronunciation. Exercise 7. Listen to the R sound in these words.
Read. Afraid.
Listen to the words in your book. In which do you pronounce the R sound, and in which is it silent?
Heard. Hear. Parents. Person. Near. Sword. Fall. Bedroom. Broke. Breathe. Disappear. Strange. Car. Story.
Listen again and repeat the words. A song. Time Machine. Exercise 1. Listen to the song and complete the gaps.
go back in time. Time machine, let's go back in time. First stop was ancient Greece. Times of war and times of peace. Mathematicians and philosophers, Socrates and Herodotus. Time machine, let's go back in time. Time machine, let's go back in time. Next stop, a long way from home, I was in the streets of ancient Rome. The Colosseum in all its glory, the circus games were another story. Time machine, let's go back in time. Time machine, let's go back in time. Columbus sailed from east to west. America was born, you know the rest. I saw the days of the French Revolution. The guillotine was no solution. Time machine, let's go back in time. Time machine, let's go back in time. I saw times of darkness, times of light, politicians from the left and right, World War One and World War Two, an iron curtain between me and you. Time machine, let's go back in time. Time machine, let's go back in time. I saw a man walking up in space, the Berlin Wall sink without a trace. Robots and technology, what's the future for you and me? Time machine, let's go back in time. Time machine, let's go back in time.
Module 7. Fitness. Warm-up page, exercise 2. Listen and repeat the key words.
Bread. Cabbage. Carrots. Cereal. Cheese. Fish. Meat. Orange juice. Oranges. Pasta. Potatoes. Sugar. Tomatoes.
Module 7. Fitness. Warm-up page, exercise 3. Listen to Simon. List 5 things he ate yesterday. Do you think his diet is healthy?
OK, Simon, tell me. What did you have for breakfast yesterday?
For breakfast? Well, I had some orange juice and some cereal. And I had tea.
Right, and what did you have for lunch?
For lunch? Well, I had fish and vegetables. Cabbage and potatoes, I think.
And what did you have for dinner?
Dinner? Well, I had pasta. That's right, pasta. It was great. And a salad with tomatoes.
OK, thanks a lot, Simon.
Lesson 13. Exercise 3. Listen to a British couple writing a shopping list. Complete the dialogue with the words.
OK, what do we need? Is there any Coke?
Yes, there is some Coke. And we've got a lot of lemonade too. but there isn't any coffee. And there isn't any milk or fruit juice.
OK. And have we got any meat or fish?
We've got some sausages and some tuna.
Have we got any crisps?
Yes, we have. And we've got a lot of chocolate and biscuits too.
Good. Is there any fruit?
We've got some apples, but we haven't got any oranges.
Are there any vegetables?
There aren't any potatoes, but there are some carrots. By the way, Laura, have you got any money? I didn't go to the bank yesterday.
Yes, don't worry. I've got some money.
Lesson 14, Exercise 6. Listen to the radio programme. Put the things in the order the man talks about them.
You're listening to Radio 110 on FM. Now listen to this from today's newspaper. 5 easy steps to healthy living. Step 1. Start the day with a healthy breakfast. For example, cereal with fruit and yoghurt. Yeah, a good breakfast to start the day. Step 2. Do exercise. Yes, don't sit at your desk in school all day. Run around at break time. And in the evenings, don't spend hours doing homework. Take breaks and go for walks. Take 10-minute breaks every hour. When you go out, don't take the bus. Walk or cycle. And don't use lifts. Use the stairs. Now then, step 3, eat a balanced diet. Don't eat a lot of one thing. Step 4, eat lots of fruit and vegetables. Put fruit like apples and oranges in salads. And finally, step number 5, don't smoke. Tobacco smoke has got 4,000 nasty chemicals in it. Yuck! Nasty habit. Well, so there you are. And after the break, I'll be talking to...
Lesson 14, Exercise 7. Listen to the sentences from the radio programme and complete the function file in your book. 1.
Don't sit at your desk in school all day.
2.
Run around at break time.
3.
Don't spend hours doing homework.
4.
Take breaks and go for walks.
5.
Don't take the bus, walk or cycle.
6.
Don't use lifts. Use the stairs.
7.
Eat a balanced diet.
8.
Put fruit like apples and oranges in salads.
9.
Don't smoke.
Module 7. Communication Workshop. Speaking. Before you start, listen to a survey and complete the questionnaire in your book with the boys' answers.
Excuse me, can I ask you some questions for a survey, please?
Yes, okay.
First, do you eat a lot of sweets?
Yes, I do. I buy some sweets every day.
Right, a lot. And do you buy sugar-free chewing gum?
Sugar-free? No, never.
Okay, never. One more question. Do you do any regular exercise?
Well, I do some exercise, I suppose. At school, you know, in sports lessons.
Right, some exercise. Okay, thank you very much.
Module 8. Sport. Warm-up page, exercise 2. Listen and mark the main stress on the key words.
Athletics. Basketball. Diving. Golf. Hang gliding. Hockey. Horse riding. Ice skating. Judo. Rock climbing. Skiing. Water skiing.
Listen again and repeat the words. Module 8. Sport. Warm-up page, exercise 3. Listen to the interview and answer the questions in your book.
Can I ask you some questions for a sports survey?
Yeah, sure.
Do you go swimming often?
Yes, every week.
What other sports do you like?
Well, I like ice skating.
Are there any dangerous sports you would like to do?
Well, I'd like to try rock climbing.
Are there any dangerous sports you wouldn't like to do?
Hang gliding. It's really dangerous. Definitely not for me.
Right. What sport do you think is boring?
Oh, golf. I hate golf. It's very slow. I think it's boring.
And what sports do you like watching on TV?
I like watching athletics on TV.
That's all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Lesson 15, exercise 6. Listen to the sentences. Write down the short forms of the verbs you hear. 1.
You can touch the ball with your hands.
2.
You can't touch the ball with your feet.
3.
You don't have to wear gloves or a mask.
4.
You can't touch the other players.
5.
You have to be quite tall.
Now listen again and write down the sentences. Lesson 16, exercise 6. Listen to the football results. How many did you guess correctly?
And here are the results of tonight's European Champions League matches. Barcelona 2, Steaua Bucharest 2, Inter Milan 1, Arsenal 1, River Plate 1, Bayern Munich 0, Olympiakos 2, Manchester United 1, Ajax Amsterdam 0, Vasco da Gama 1. Sporting Lisbon, 2. Galatasaray Istanbul, 4. And now a look at the weather, which tomorrow...
Lesson 16, exercise 7. Listen to the dialogues and check your answers for the function file. Dialogue 1.
Did you see the match last night?
No. What was the score?
Liverpool won 3-1.
How did they play?
They played badly in the first half, but then Owen scored 2 goals.
Dialogue 2.
Did you watch the athletics at the weekend?
I saw Montalvo in the long jump.
Yeah, she jumped really well.
Did Miller win the 400 metres?
No, she didn't.
Dialogue 3.
Did Davenport beat Sellers last night?
Yes, she won 2-1.
How did she play?
Brilliantly.
Module 8. Sport. Communication Workshop, Speaking. Before you start, listen to a girl talking about judo. Answer the questions in your book.
I joined a judo club last year. I think it's a good idea for girls to learn self-defense. You don't have to buy a lot of special equipment. You have to wear white trousers and a white jacket with a belt. The colour of the belt is important because it shows how good you are. My belt is orange. The best judo teachers wear a black belt. In judo, you fight on a carpet. There are different ways of scoring points. I like watching judo in the Olympics. But I don't think I'll ever be that good. Here's a photo of me and my friends at our club. I go every Thursday and Saturday and Tuesday.
Review, Modules 7 and 8. Exercise 7. Silent letters. Listen and practice saying the sentences. 1.
I had a sandwich for lunch.
2.
The scientist works for the government.
3.
Listen and write your answers.
4.
Britain is an island.
5.
She eats lots of vegetables.
Review, Modules 7 and 8. Exercise 8. Pronunciation. Listen to these sounds. A.
John.
B.
Charles.
C.
Sharon.
Now listen and repeat these sentences. 1.
Jack joined a judo club in July.
2.
She wore a shirt, shorts, and some special shoes.
3.
Charlie chose some cheese from the Czech Republic.
4.
In the kitchen, there's some ketchup, cabbage, sugar, and some fish in the fridge.
5.
During the match on Tuesday in Chicago, she easily beat the
champion. 6.
I watched the high jump and a Chinese athlete jumped brilliantly.
9. On holiday. Warm-up page, exercise 1. Listen and repeat the key words.
Adventure holiday. Relaxing on the beach. Safari. Sightseeing. Beach apartment. Bed and breakfast. Campsite. Hostel. Hotel. Caravan park.
Module 9. On holiday. Warm-up page, exercise 2. Listen to the people. Where are they? 1.
So, do you want a game of tennis, then?
Hmm?
Tennis. Do you want to play?
Tennis? No, I'm happy here in the sun.
Me too.
Two.
Now let me tell you about this room here. This was the Queen's library. Queen Elizabeth lived here for 10 years, when she was a young woman. Here you can see the Queen's favourite books. This is a picture of the Queen when she was 21. You can see that she had a lovely...
Three.
Okay, let's have a look. Oh, there's everything we need here.
The bedroom is nice and clean too. Great. You can see the beach from the window.
Yes, it's great. Remember last year? The food was terrible, and outside the window of the hotel there was a factory. And there wasn't any garden.
Four.
Move a bit to the left. Stand in front of the cathedral. Yes, that's fine. Hold it. Smile. Good. Right. Now let's go to the castle.
Lesson 17, Exercise 3. Read and listen to the phone conversation in your book. Find 5 differences.
Oh, hi. Where are you phoning from?
I'm at the library, but I'm not studying at the moment. I'm having lunch in the cafe. Are you enjoying your holiday?
Yes, we are. It's fantastic. Right now I'm sitting in the sun, relaxing in the bar in the hotel. The hotel's brilliant.
Lucky you. What's the weather like?
It's very cloudy and hot. What's it like at home?
Oh, it's raining, as usual. So what's Tony doing? He hates the sun.
I'm not sure. He isn't sunbathing. I think he's writing letters in our hotel room.
And Stephanie?
She's got a new boyfriend.
Really?
Yes. He's called Gerard, and he's Canadian. I think they're playing tennis on the beach.
So you're having a good time?
Yes, really great. How are your brother's exams?
Well, they aren't studying a lot. They're watching the Olympics on TV.
Oh, Tony's calling me. See you next week. Bye.
Lesson 17, Exercise 7. Contractions. Listen and repeat the sentences. 1.
I'm not working.
2.
She's playing tennis.
3.
They aren't swimming.
4.
They're playing games in the hotel.
5.
We're having a good time.
Lesson 17, Exercise 9. Listen to the questions and give true answers. 1.
Are you learning English?
2.
Is the teacher speaking French?
3.
Are you sitting in the classroom?
4.
Are your friends dancing?
5.
Is the student next to you singing?
6.
Is the teacher standing?
7.
Are you standing?
8.
Is the teacher writing on the blackboard?
9.
Are your friends listening to the cassette?
10.
Are you reading the book?
Lesson 18, Exercise 5. Listen to the dialogue in the hotel. Complete the function file with the words.
Good morning. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like a room, please.
Single or double?
Single, please. With a bathroom. How much is it?
£36 per night. Breakfast is extra.
Yes, okay.
How long do you want the room for?
2 nights, please.
Can you complete this form, please? That's fine, thank you. Here is your key, room number 205.
Thank you.
Lesson 18, Exercise 8. Listen to the dialogue and complete the function file.
Excuse me, where is the swimming pool?
Go down this corridor and turn left. Go through the garden and it's on the right. It's next to the car park.
Thanks.
Module 9. Communication Workshop. Speaking. Exercise 1. Before you start, listen to a friend talking to a woman on her mobile phone. The woman is on holiday. Try to answer the questions in your book.
Jenny, it's me, Kate.
What's the weather like then?
35 degrees. Wow. And what are you doing at the moment?
Dinner. A bit late, isn't it? Where are you staying? Yes, sounds nice. Dinner in a restaurant. Just the two of you. And what are the girls doing? Tell them to be careful in those discos. Well, it's time for bed here. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, Jenny. Bye.
Module 9. Communication Workshop. Speaking. Exercise 2. Listen to the full conversation and check your answers.
Hello?
Jenny, it's me, Kate.
Oh, hi, Kate.
What's the weather like then?
Wonderful. Really hot. About 35 degrees.
35 degrees? Wow. And what are you doing at the moment?
I'm having dinner in the hotel restaurant.
Dinner? A bit late, isn't it? Where are you staying?
In a lovely hotel near the beach.
Sounds nice. Dinner in a restaurant.
Yes, just me and Rob.
Just the two of you? And what are the girls doing?
They're meeting some new friends in a disco.
Tell them to be careful in those discos.
Oh, they're okay.
Well, it's time for bed here. Enjoy the rest of your holiday, Jenny.
Thanks for phoning, Kate. Bye.
Bye.
Module 10. Cultures. Warm-up page, Exercise 2. Listen and repeat the words.
Argentina. Argentinian. Hungary. Hungarian. Italy, Italian. Japan, Japanese. China,
Chinese. Portugal. Portuguese.
Listen again and repeat the words. Module 10. Cultures. Warm-up page, exercise 3. Listen and match the 5 pieces of music with the countries in your book. 1. Lesson 20. Exercise 4. Listen to the lesson and underline the correct information from the United Kingdom fact file in your book.
Right. This morning, I want to look at important information about Britain. Take out your notebooks. I want you to take notes about Britain. OK. First, the United Kingdom. That is Great Britain and Northern Ireland. Great Britain has a total area of just over 244,000 square kilometres. That's not very big. France is over 500,000 square kilometres. And the United States is 3,600,000. The population of the United Kingdom is about 56 million people. Over 80% of the population live in England. OK, now, the symbols of Great Britain. A lot of countries have symbols. For example, the symbol of the United States is an eagle. Well, the symbol of Great Britain is a lion. That's right, a lion. The symbol of England is a rose, a red rose. The symbol of Scotland is a thistle. Yes, a thistle. And the symbol of Wales is a dragon. You can see a red dragon on the Welsh flag.
Lesson 20, Exercise 5. Listen to the dialogue in a cafe. Complete the function file in your book.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir?
Could I have a menu, please?
Of course. Here you are, sir.
Thank you.
I'd like some tomato soup, please.
I'm sorry, madam. I'm afraid we haven't got any today. We've got mushroom or chicken soup.
Right. For me, chicken soup, please.
And I'd like a salad, please.
OK. And what would you like to drink?
A mineral water, please.
Mineral water for me too, please.
Review, modules 9 and 10. Pronunciation, exercise 7. Listen to these sounds. A.
Swimming.
B.
Garden.
Listen to the words. Which sound do you hear? 1.
Magazine.
2.
Sightseeing.
3.
Talking.
4.
Long.
5.
Dog.
6.
Art gallery.
7.
Having.
8.
Single.
Listen to the words again and write them down. Review, modules 9 and 10. Pronunciation, exercise 8. Listen to these sounds. Group 1.
Go. No.
Group 2.
Got. Hot.
Group 3.
Saw. Bought.
Listen, check your answers, and repeat the words. Group 1.
Home. Snow. No. Cold. Sofa.
Group 2.
Long. Sorry. Shop. Job. Coffee. Dog. Watch. Not.
Group 3.
Your. Tall. All. August. More. Short. Small. Daughter.
A song, The Dark-Eyed Sailor. Read and listen to the song. Put the verses in the correct order.
One day I saw a pretty lady there, walking out and taking the air. She met a sailor on her way, so I listened to them. I listened to what they did say. Said William, lady, why walk alone? The night is coming and the day near gone. she said, and tears her eyes did send. It's a dark-eyed sailor, it's a dark-eyed sailor that is my end. Two long years ago he left this land. Took a gold ring from my hand. We broke the ring. He is half with me, the other half lies. The other half lies at the bottom of the sea. Then William told out half the ring. The lady was happy and smiling. Oh, welcome, William, I've landed some gold for my dark-eyed sailor, for my dark-eyed sailor, so true and bold.
Module 11. Image. Warm-up page, exercise 3. Listen to three students and match them with people in the photos in your book. 1.
I'm not very interested in clothes. I like wearing my old baggy comfortable jeans, a t-shirt and my old trainers. I hate ties. I never wear ties. My mum and dad don't mind, but they don't like my earring.
2.
I love wearing fashionable clothes, but I don't like wearing dresses. I usually wear skirts or jeans, but good jeans. And I don't often wear jackets. I like jumpers. I like dark colours. You know, black or dark green.
3.
I like fashionable clothes. I usually wear jeans and a sweatshirt. And trainers. Oh, and I often wear my sunglasses. Yeah, I've got some good designer sunglasses.
21. Exercise 7. Pronunciation. Listen and write down the comparative adjectives. Then listen again and repeat them.
Bigger. Better. Trendier. Cheaper. Smarter. Wider. Longer. Shorter. Cooler. Darker. Brighter.
22. Exercise 8. Listen to the dialogue. Which star are they talking about?
In 60 seconds. It's a really good film, and he plays a fantastic part.
Who? I don't know him. What does he look like?
Well, he's got big brown eyes. He's got a long face with a large mouth. He's got dark hair, but he hasn't got a lot of hair.
So, why do you like him?
I think he's very good-looking. He's shy, and I think he's romantic. He's a brilliant actor. He plays very different parts. He won an Oscar in this other film called...
22. Exercise 9. Listen again and complete the function file. Module 11. Communication Workshop. Speaking. Listen to the police description and find four mistakes in the picture in your book.
This is a police announcement. The police are looking for a man in North London. He is 25 years old. He is tall and very thin. He has got long, dark hair. He has got a square face with a small nose, small eyes, and a small mouth. He is probably wearing a leather jacket, jeans, a T-shirt, and black and white trainers. He has got an earring.
Module 12. Celebrities. Warm-up page, exercise 2. Listen to four descriptions of celebrities from exercise 1. Who are they? 1.
He was born in 1956. He went out with Claudia Schiffer, the supermodel, for many years. When he was 16, he taught magic at New York University. His magic tricks include making an aeroplane disappear.
2.
This person is very famous all over the world. He works in Hollywood, but he doesn't act. He makes films, and he won one Oscar as Best Director for Saving Private Ryan. Some of his famous films are Jaws, the Indiana Jones films, E.T., and Jurassic Park.
3.
His family was very poor. His father was a baker, and his mother worked in a factory. He started work as a teacher and then decided to study music. Now he is a brilliant singer and he gives concerts all over the world. He is an opera singer.
4.
She was born in 1964. Her father was a businessman and her mother was a teacher. She studied acting while she was at university. She acts in theatres and in films, but most people know her as a television actress. She stars in the TV series Ally McBeal.
24. Exercise 6. Look at the information from a newspaper. Listen to the dialogue between Mick and Lucy. What film do they decide to see?
What's on this weekend, Lucy?
Oh, let's go and see Sleepy Hollow. I think Christina Ricci's brilliant.
I don't like horror films. What about Gladiator? People say it's good.
No, I don't know the actors.
What about an old film? I'd like to see Casablanca again. It's my favourite film.
OK, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Lesson 24, Exercise 7. Listen again and complete the function file. Lesson 24, Exercise 8. Listen and repeat the suggestions and replies. 1.
Let's go and see Sleepy Hollow.
2.
I don't like horror films.
3.
What about Gladiator?
4.
No, I don't know the actors.
5.
What about an old film?
6.
OK, that's a good idea. Let's do that.
Review, modules 11 and 12. Pronunciation, Exercise 7. Listen and write down the words. 1.
Leather.
2.
Comfortable.
3.
Fashionable.
4.
Future.
5.
Trousers.
6.
Height.
7.
Famous.
8.
Sweatshirt.
Listen again and repeat the words. 11 and 12. Pronunciation, exercise 8. Listen to the three sounds. A.
Bad.
B.
Bed.
C.
But.
Listen to the words. Which sounds do you hear? 1.
Run. 10.
2.
Get. Cat.
3.
Can. Sun.
4.
1. Red.
5.
Black. Check.
6.
Come. Am.
7.
Map. Cup.
8.
Men. Man.
9.
Love. Have.
10.
Sun. Send.
11. Listen again and write down the words. Then listen and repeat them. Module 12. Culture Corner 3. Listen and check your answers.
Right. Let's start with question 1 to group 1. What is the biggest city in Britain?
Is it London?
Yes, it is. Yes. Correct. OK, group 2, question 2. What is the highest mountain?
Mount Snowdon?
No. Group 1, do you know?
Is it Ben Nevis?
Yes, it is. Group 1, this is question 3 for you. What is the oldest university?
Cambridge?
No, it isn't. Group 2, do you know the answer?
Is it Oxford?
Yes, Oxford is the oldest university in Britain. Question 4 for you, Group 2. What is the richest football club?
Manchester United.
Correct. Question 5 for Group 1. What is the longest river?
The Humber?
No. Group 2, what do you think?
Is it the Severn?
Yes, correct. Now, question 6 to Group 2 again. What is the longest bridge?
Tower Bridge.
No, it isn't. Group 1, do you know?
The Humber Bridge?
Yes, well done. The longest bridge in Britain is the Humber Bridge.